It's a new paradigm, and we're leading it. For the women ready to unbind themselves from the shackles of business that feels like gray cubicles and stuffy suits, for business that feels like creativity and magic, for the women ready to trade in rigid boxes for delicious feminine flow. It's time for feminine leadership and business done differently. Businesses built from equal parts intuition and strategy, creativity and logic, structure and flow. We're taking up space with uniquely differentiated brands. We're messaging with equal parts head and heart. And for the women going to the top, we're scaling with structural excellence to allow our feminine flow to dance, equal parts pleasure and precision roaring into the marketplace. I'm Catherine Morrison, and I'm helping women from ground zero to multiple millions do just that. From spiritual awakenings to parsing through nuanced funnel data, from creative urges and intuitive knowings to the most razor-sharp business strategy on the market, I've got you covered. I spent my career scaling 8- and 9-figure companies, had a massive spontaneous Kundalini awakening, and now I'm on a mission to help women build businesses that make the world a better place. We're doing it our way, and we're doing it in style. This is Ascension Through Entrepreneurship. Are you ready? Let's go. Hello, hello, everyone. How are you doing? Listen, if you can hear my voice, at least it's so funny. Sometimes I think my voice sounds so different and my husband's like, I don't hear it at all. But to me, I can hear that my voice sounds a little bit sick. It has been the best of times and the worst of times in Catherine Morrison land. Oh my gosh, like the best of times. Last week, we had the most incredible brand photo shoot. I think it's the best one we've ever run. The photographer was like so blown away by how we came to the table. We were so, first of all, we're some wildly creative bitches, but then we're also, right, we're that blend of creativity and logic, structure and flow. So we come in with the most creative campaigns, the most incredible props, accessories. We know the scenes, we know the shot list. And we're organized enough that we were able to shoot in a single session things that as an audience, you won't even see the branding of until in some cases August. And there's even a campaign you won't even see until November. And just like fun aside, we're actually creating a photo shoot, like a little photo shoot guide that is like a sort of a taster of the photo shoots training inside of the accelerator. And that'll be coming out in a couple weeks. So keep your eyes peeled, make sure you're connected with me on Instagram or on our email list. We will be announcing it there because it was just so funny. Like the photographer was like, what is happening? Like I've never worked with a client like this. This is so incredible. Like we got the best work out of that photographer because of how we showed up to it, right? And so I do think it's really useful, you know, unless you're hiring it out or you're in the accelerator and you're like coming to me and I'm sort of like your fractional creative director, you're the creative director of your shoots, right? And so it's really important to come to the table with the best creative vision, the juiciest thing, and then having it all broken down and organized in a way that allows you to get not just a small set of incredible images, but we got, I think like 5 or 6 different scenes that will be used in different campaigns for like literally a year out from now. It was incredible. So anyway, that was the best of times. In the worst of times in Catherine Morrison land, my kids are like, what, 10, 7, and 4. And I have never, as a parent, had to deal with lice until last week, y'all. We started getting emails from the school, then our neighbor's kid had them, and I was like, oh dear. So that was, when you have a lot going on already, and then you have 3 children with lice, it's not fun. Let me just say that. So anyway, all that to say, I feel like my body is like, okay, Catherine, it's going to be time to rest. So I'm going to record this podcast and then I'm going to go nap the rest of the day, which is what Catherine is going to do. But what I did want to come on and talk about is, it's so funny. Last week I just like announced on the podcast, I'm like, so I had this idea. We're going to do this offers innovation mini mind. And I haven't even told my team. Don't worry. At this point, I have told my team. And if you're on our email list, you have already received, and some of you have, I'm sure, already started enrolling into the mini mind. But I wanted to create a podcast today that would sort of give you like a really clear way of knowing, like, should I join the Offers Innovation MiniMind? Is it my next best step? And so the episode that we're going to cover today is basically the top five signs that it's time to restructure your offers. So we're going to go into that, and I'm going to give like a deep dive into like, this is, you know, clear signs, this, this, and this will be happening. This is why it's happening. And then the solution is restructuring your offers, right? So we'll go through those five things. But I did also just want to lay out, because I think last week, it was all just like new and fresh in like this idea had come to me, and then in Words Are Wands, because currently Words Are Wands and Pleasure and Precision, my masterminds, those are the only places where I'm doing that like high level, high proximity mentorship with people around actually building out their offers. So if you've listened to any of the like client interviews episodes with my clients, you know, I don't know, I feel like we had a couple recently that were in their first $100,000, $200,000. Or if you go back, maybe some of the people who are like, you know, higher six figures, like that's when we're really looking at like when I'm working intimately in the mastermind, right? Is this. And so as I thought about, I hadn't said it this way until the podcast last week, but I was like, oh yeah, the reason why in Words Are Wands, we essentially cover offers and messaging, and then basically creating like an organic client creation strategy that's like very reliable and repeatable, is after branding, after you know what you're uniquely good at, what your unique zone of genius is, then that informs your offers, right? A lot of people try to do it backwards. They start with like, what should my niche be? And let me pick something random. And then how do I like try to twist myself into like creating offers that don't represent me or align with my strengths? Or, and then like, who am I supposed to be? And how should I message? And how should I show up? Like oftentimes a sign that you need to do brand work is that you're starting and you're really worried about your niche. If you're really worried about your niche, it's usually a sign that you haven't done strong brand work. But so when you start with the brand and you get super clear on your zone of genius, then that informs your best right offers for you. And then once you have your best right offers for you with the right structure, then we create messaging around it. And so what I love about this, as I thought about the Offers Innovation Mini Mind and how I could make this really delicious for you all as the audience, is offers essentially sit in between brand and messaging, right? It's like the brand informs the right offers for you, and then the right offers for you, we have to build out messaging that sells them. And so the way that I decided I'm structuring this is the investment is $2,500 to join us in the Offers Innovation Mini Mind. But I was like, but because offers sit in between brand and messaging, it actually folds very beautifully in between the Brand Alchemy Accelerator and the Words Are Wands Mastermind. So if you want to join us and invest, you can just invest, message the team, or you will have gotten, if you're on the email list, you'll have gotten like the link to just check out and join us in the Mini Mind. You're welcome to just join us at that $2,500 price point. If you're like, no, I just want the offers work, totally fine. You're welcome to come in and just do that. If you feel like you've already done the brand work somewhere else, you feel super clear on like what all of your natural zones of genius are, you know exactly how to like, you know, what that is, and then you can come into the Mini Mind to sort of structure them up. But for a lot of you, there's some element of like, oh, like I don't feel that I'm unshakably good, right? Like there might be confidence issues. And obviously all of the brand work we do in the Brand Alchemy Accelerator, the internal rebrand, is you elevating and transforming the perception of how you see yourself and your value. And then the external rebrand work is how you then present yourself to the marketplace in your pricing of your packages, in your positioning, in your brand content, and all of the like the strategy that you use, how you're consciously shaping a reputation for yourself in your visual design, in your photo shoots, like all of that is the external rebrand, right? And so for those of you that have like really been considering joining us in Brand Alchemy and you're like, man, I feel like there's like an up level wanting to happen in me, and like naturally an offers up level will happen with that. Like oftentimes it's like not necessarily like big restructuring, but usually like there's a pricing jump for my clients when they do a brand up level. So for those of you that join us inside of the Brand Alchemy Accelerator, if you purchase your annual membership with us in the Brand Alchemy Accelerator in the month of May, you will get to join us in the offers mini mind as a bonus, as a completely free, like that's the bonus we're going to offer if you join us in the accelerator. And then for those of you, maybe you're already in the accelerator, or maybe you've done branding work and you're like, but you're considering, right? Like you've been looking and eyeing up either joining us inside of Words or Wands or Pleasure and Precision. And our next enrollment will be the end of August. What I'm going to offer to those of you that know, either like you know you're already going to apply or you're like highly considering it, what the offer is that I'm extending to you all is you can come in, make that $2,500 investment, and then when you decide, when you enroll with me into one of my masterminds in August, that can actually be applied as a credit towards your mastermind enrollment, right? And we are currently in the window. If you are listening to this later, this no longer applies. But what I wanted to do for like a super fun early bird bonus that like y'all know you're just like in is if you sign up, if you enroll before May 15th, you will actually receive a private power hour session with me that can be used after the mini mind closes anytime before November 15th, 2024. And so I think last week I was like, you know, I think the way I'm going to close it out is everyone's going to get a private session with me. But as I sat into that, I was like, oh no, I think the private session, it's like an early bird for those of you that you've been desiring. There's a bigness, right? You can feel like it's time for you to show up more powerfully in the marketplace. It's time to sort of like, if your offers have been feeling stale, it's time for you to grow, and giving you like a really delicious opportunity to come in and get a depth of mentorship and proximity to me that like I don't offer usually outside of my masterminds. So that is the offer as it stands. You can email support at katherinemorrisoncoaching.com and they can get you enrolled into the mini mind. Or if you are on our email list, obviously, just check your email. You will have received an email about it and all the links and all the details are in that email as well. So let's get into the meat of the episode, shall we? So here's the top five signs it is time to restructure your offers. And before we dive into those five, let me just say it's like, it's very normal. If you're gonna be in business like for a long time, it would be very weird for you to just make one decision once and then like never change it again. This is different from some of you, just like you think that like the answer is just changing your offer all the time. This is not coaching for you. This coaching and this episode is for those people where you're sort of like forcing yourself. Maybe you made a decision a long time ago and you haven't allowed yourself to like change it. And just talking through like what it looks like as a business owner to allow yourself to evolve essentially, right? And really how the key to having the most easeful time marketing and selling is having offers that naturally align with your unique strengths and current market needs, right? If we think about what creates sales, it's something that you enjoy marketing and selling and delivering and something that clients enjoy purchasing, right? So we want to find that sweet spot between what are those offers that are a unique expression and transmission of your sort of unique gift into the world, your unique medicine in the world, and it meets, there's a match in the market that people are like, yes, I want to buy that, okay? So we're going to start with sign number one. So if you feel reluctance in marketing and selling, if you have like feelings of kind of like imposter syndrome, right? Like, oh, like I don't know if I'm like good enough. I feel like I'm an imposter here, whatever the thing is. Or if there's like low energy or enthusiasm when working. If those are symptoms that you're seeing within yourself, you either have a misaligned offer or you have like an internal rebrand problem, right? Because it could be if you have like basically what's happening oftentimes here is that you are trying to shoehorn yourself into a type of offer structure or offer type or delivery mechanism that basically isn't leveraging your unique zone of genius, your unique strengths, your unique passions, and what it's like. You're like, oh my gosh, like I would love to just like wake up and like do this. I would love to talk to clients about this all day. I would love to do this type of work, blah, 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 right? And so I feel like that's oftentimes if you feel very confident in yourself and your abilities, and then those symptoms are showing up, it's a very clear sign that there's a misalignment in how you've structured your offers. Because obviously, like you've got to, if you were excited about the work that you were doing, it would be a natural extension of how you were marketing and selling. The only like caveat here, which is why I said it could be an internal rebrand issue, which is why I love if you're like, ooh, this is me, then your thing might be like, oh, I think it's like more of like a relationship with myself problem. I have low confidence. Then for sure, but you like want to work on your offers, then join us in May. Get your annual membership inside of the Brand Alchemy Accelerator. Start doing the internal rebrand work. Then you can stay on for the year, do the external rebrand, and have the offers innovation mini mind. Because what happens is, like, this is, I'll just like give an example. For myself, I definitely saw this happen when my background, my entire career was essentially working in sales and not even necessarily sales a little bit, but then I moved into business development, which was like oftentimes I was either like for the chief client officer or the chief executive officer. I was usually the right-hand person developing out in these 8 and 9 figure companies. What is our go-to-market strategy? What is like what navigating, like what else is happening in the market? What are our competitors doing and how do we want to respond to that? What are we like unshakably good at as a company? And how can we represent that? One example of this is like at the last company I was at as an employee, what we were unshakably good at, even though a lot of tech, like basically we were selling custom software, right? So a lot of tech development was getting offshored, right? To Eastern Europe in particular, like a lot to like the Ukraine and a lot of the countries in Eastern Europe and India, like a lot of offshoring, right? Was happening. But then how is it possible that I was selling these like custom software deals that were like usually at minimum $1 million for developing an app? What we were unshakably good at was we were unshakably good at connected device work. So with Under Armour, it was like when they had the bands that would measure your athletic performance, we understood how to work with firmware and hardware in a way that these offshore development teams, like you couldn't get something developed that way, right? Unless you were doing something with a team, like the team that I was representing at my company, right? So this was something where it was like, my whole background was understanding the marketplace and market needs and how to meet the market and really look at what the resources, the human resources and the strengths we had in the company and how to then market, position, and sell that into the marketplace. I had no training as a mindset coach, right? I had no training in somatics. I had like no spiritual awakening, none of that. Right? I was just unshakably good at business development and figuring out what offers do we need to create to meet market demand. But what happened for me as I came into learning about mindset and how really for me in creating the life I wanted to create, I had blocks in myself. It was basically a brand alchemy work, like a relationship with myself problem. I had low confidence. I thought I could earn money in a corporate environment, but I didn't believe I could as like someone representing myself on the internet. I had a brand alchemy issue, right? And so I had to look at, as I did more and more mindset work, I started hanging out in more and more pure coaching mindset spaces where it was sort of this indoctrination of everything is your thoughts. Everything is your thoughts. And if everything is your thoughts, then like I found myself, even though I was a consultant, I had worked as a business development consultant scaling 8 and 9 figure companies. I was like, oh my gosh, what's the block in my thoughts and why am I having trouble? And I'm like, oh wait, no, like my offer suite is just incorrect or like my positioning of it is wrong. Like it's not all just your thoughts. There's actual, like the same way that there's gravity in the world that makes the world work, there's certain things within business principles that make a business successful or not. But I came into this period in the very beginning of my business where I believed, I just started getting indoctrinated that it was like, oh, if I'm going to be a coach, it's all just got to be about mindset. It's all just got to be about your thoughts. And you can probably find evidence if you go back to probably the very, very beginning episodes of this podcast. That was, first of all, those are fun to listen to because that was me when I just made, I think, like my first $100,000. I was such a sweet girl, like so in the early days of my business growth. But I was like a little solopreneur who just made like her first $100,000. And if you listen back to those episodes, I was sort of in this phase of like, it's all thoughts, it's all mindset. And I do think it's like, it's okay. Sometimes the pendulum just has to swing that way. But when I really started like looking at, wait, who am I? What's my brand? And what am I unshakably good at? It's sort of like I had thrown out the baby with the bathwater. Like so much of what had made me successful in these 8 and 9 figure companies, the reason why I left, like this one mobile ad tech company I left in San Francisco, when I left, like the entire mobile ad tech, all of these different competitors were like messaging me being like, will you come be a business consultant for us? Come build out our go-to-market strategy. Come help us get in with all of these companies. Like they had seen what I had done for this one company that I had scaled. And they were like, oh my gosh, like we need Catherine. And that was consulting work. It wasn't coaching work, right? And then also I had blocks around allowing myself to be a teacher trainer because like, I told you, I went to Namibia. I was a volunteer teacher. I loved teaching. And then my mom had just said, you can't make money as a teacher, right? So I came into coaching and all the people were like, coaching makes so much money. So I was like, oh, that's what I have to do. But when I like actually like let go of the conditioning that I had received, and it wasn't some of this, the blah, 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 the coaching industry, that's indoctrination that was very recent for me since coming into coaching, right? But when I shook all of that off and then I just came back into who is Catherine Morrison? What is she unshakably good at? My answer became, I wasn't just going to do like my first masterminds. It was just weekly mindset coaching. Which is fine. I do think there's a place that for a certain client type, all they need is mindset work, right? But for a lot of other clients, they don't just need mindset. They need some sort of mindset and somatic work if they have some nervous system dysregulation, high anxiety, high worry, sort of like these repeated sort of emotional patterns. Or like if you're doing something like, I don't know, with business, it's like if you don't have any, like if someone doesn't have the knowledge base of how to build a business, mindset alone isn't going to help them, right? It will get them far. I have seen people get quite far just like in believing, but in order to actually maintain and hold and build like the scaffolding and structure of an actual business, you do need some actual business principles. Or let's say you're like a nutrition person, right? It could be mindset and counting macros. It could be mindset and learning intuitive eating. It could be mindset and some other like strategy that's more consultative, right? And so you want to look for, is there anything in you where you are forcing yourself or you've just created an offer accidentally that doesn't fully represent your greatest gifts, your natural gifts and strengths? And then because of that, delivering it doesn't feel fun. Delivering it doesn't feel light and joyous and wonderful. Delivering it either it's going to feel heavy. First of all, it will feel heavy to market and sell it. And it will feel heavy in the delivery of it, right? And so if there's anything there, we want to make sure that we are restructuring your offers in a way where it's presented that leverage your natural gifts and strengths, which makes you more passionate about marketing and selling it. It makes delivery of it easier and your clients will get better results. Okay, so that's the first one. All right, let's talk about the second one. So if you are feeling like stressed, burnt out, or dissatisfied with your daily work life. And you're like, wait a second, I started my business to love it. Like I left corporate or I left my 9-to-5 in order to have a life that I loved. And now I feel like I'm chained to my desk all the time. That's something you want to notice, right? And this I see very often when a business owner, they just are looking at what are the offers I'm seeing. Either they're mimicking something that their current coach or business mentor is doing, or maybe they're just mimicking something that they're seeing like, oh, this blah, 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 X, Y, or Z person is successful with this type of offer, so I should sell this. But the first one we were talking about, it's not a match for your gifts and strengths, but this one, it's a mismatch for your lifestyle, your desired lifestyle. Right? And so there's a few different examples I could give here, but Let's say maybe you're in a phase, like actually in, with one of my Words Are Wands masterminders, she's going to be going out on maternity leave soon. And so we're basically restructuring her offers to reflect the lifestyle she desires after that baby comes, which is so fun because she thought she was like years out. I think she's in her first 18 months of running a business. And now she's like, you know, generating enough income that she's like, oh no, I'm going to like hire someone that's going to do the delivery work for me. Like we're getting really creative with restructuring her offers to reflect the lifestyle, the desired lifestyle that she has. I have another Words Are Wands masterminder that I've been helping because she has one, her own health stuff. And then also she is like basically a primary caretaker for her aging mother, and her mother's been having a lot of health stuff. And so she's looking at like, hey, I know I've been indoctrinated in a certain part of the online ecosystem that like what success looks like is 20 one-on-one clients, but that's not my desired lifestyle. I don't want to be on 20 calls one-on-one with people every single week. And so when we look at like, if she was trying to force herself into this like indoctrinated, this is what success is, she would have so much resistance because the truth of her heart is like, she doesn't, she wants to be available to take her aging mother to like the doctor when she needs to go to the doctor. She wants to be available to go into like creative cocoons or whatever the thing is, right? And so what, like, this is the work that we're going to be doing in the Offers Innovation Mini Mind is the stuff that I'm usually just reserving for my higher level clients inside of my masterminds. And it's like such a treat to pull it out and to have this level of close proximity mentorship around your offers. So you want to just be looking at, is there something in your offer structure, which when you actually like look at it, it feels heavy, it feels stressful, you feel kind of burnt out on it. It's not fun, right? And that's a very clear sign. Like there's some people where it's like their tendency might be to blame everything else on something else. And I'm not talking to you if like, if you have a tendency, like a pattern of like, it's always the external circumstances, but I'm talking to those of you that you receive some sort of conditioning or like you have to do it this way to do it right. And I think it's very common to hear like, okay, you have to like success means doing actually this. Oh my gosh. I'm now thinking about another Words Are Wands masterminder that I have coming into this next round. She's not with me yet, but this woman has created, I think she's at over 115,000 followers on Instagram. And, but she was indoctrinated that like the path she had to take was signing and booking herself out one-on-one before she went into groups. And I was like, what the fuck? Absolutely not. Like that coaching and like advice is basically for people to have the ability to be earning income while they're building an audience. But you actually have an asset. You have the audience now. So like you, like, and it's like she's had resistance. Like she wants to have a freer schedule and she has the audience, right? So this is something where it's like looking at, there's something you've been told about my offers have to be this way, or I have to follow this exact path. But when you look at what your desired lifestyle is, there's a mismatch and it's creating, it could be resentment, it could be bitterness, it could be just feeling stressed, burned out, or like dissatisfied. And it's basically this sense of you created a business to love it and you've actually now structured offers that you, that don't match the lifestyle that you want to be living, right? So that's another sign that it's time to restructure your offers and you would be a perfect fit for the Offers Innovation Mini Mind. All right, let's go to sign number three. The next one is that you have actually just, you're still selling the initial offers when you first started your business. But when you look at it, maybe you're not a new business owner anymore. Maybe you've been doing it for a couple of years, 18 months, 2 years, 3 years, right? But you started out with these initial offers, but now it's like, they feel stale. It feels like there's this decreased excitement, right? You don't have as much, there's like a sense of stagnation. You don't feel excited to market and sell it anymore. And that's bleeding through, right? Because you're sort of, basically what this is like you have, when we're new, of course, we just start with an offer. We're like, I don't know, maybe it could be this. And then we start signing some clients. But then part of it is like, we get to know ourselves more. And part of getting to know ourselves more is getting to understand what works better for us and what works better for our clients. And as we get to know what works better for us and our clients, both in terms of like who we are in the delivery of the offer, right? Like maybe you're like me and you started out and you're just a pure coach. But then you're like, oh, wait, actually, there's like some blend of coach, teacher, trainer, and like consultant that would really make, like, get me more excited about delivering the offer and like just make it so much more dynamic and engaging in the client delivery, right? And so there's certain things here where it's like, when you first start out, of course, we just go with whatever we think might be the answer. We've got, it's sort of like dating versus getting married, right? And I do think it's like, sometimes we just have to try on some different things and be like, okay, I think this could be our offer. And then we get some initial success. But then obviously, as we are working with more and more clients, we're gonna get a sense of, oh, this is starting to feel a little bit like an old dress. This is starting to feel like every time I go back and deliver in this offer, it's almost like I'm going back to this old version of me that I have outgrown. And when I look at the mastery of how I would show up in my delivery now, it would be different, right? Like the way that I would restructure it. Here's actually a really good question that's like whether or not you should join the Offers Innovation Mini Mind. If your business totally blew up, all of your offers disappeared, and like the awareness of what those offers were, if those disappeared from your audience's mind, would you take the time to build back your offer and structure it the exact same way that it is now? And if the answer is, if you think about that and you're like, oh wait, actually, if there was like one of those, I forget, what's the Will Smith movie where they have like the little like gun thing and it like you press a button and then it like everyone's memory gets erased, right? If that were to happen, but maybe you remembered like it used to be this way, but like it was just gone, right? Would you feel relief? Would you be like, oh my gosh, I now have a blank slate and I'm able to come to this and sort of reinvent it in a way. I don't feel like I have all this old baggage of what I think I have to continue doing to carry with me. And that is just a very good sign, right? If you're like, oh, I would actually feel some relief and I would be really excited to start blank slate and restructure these offers, that's a very clear sign it's time for some offers innovation work. Okay, so that's sign number three. It's just like, yeah, I think it's really, if you've been in business for a little while and like you just know yourself better, you know your audience better, and you know that if you could start blank slate, you'd do it differently, that is a sign you will be a lot more excited if you allow yourself to, and restructure doesn't mean we have to tear the whole thing to the ground. It could be literally just like a single element. Right? This is a really good example, like the Brand Alchemy Accelerator. I ran it one way for 2 entire years where we had live weekly coaching calls. And then I looked at it. It was a blend of my desired lifestyle. It was a blend of like my sort of like the way that I wanted to be delivering in the program and also meeting the market. And I just looked at like, there's just been this desire for like more asynchronous support. And so I took away the live weekly coaching calls from the accelerator and I put in weekly hot takes where on any of my clients, like they don't have to have like this 1 hour in their schedule, which I think it's like, it's different because if you're in like a mastermind or something, you're like all in, right? Like it's so interesting now having run high level masterminds versus something like an online course or program. Just the level of dedication and commitment masterminders have is very high because it's obviously it's like a more curated room. It's a higher proximity space, like something like that. It feels really good to have that like set time and day every week. Whereas something like an online program, it's just been so interesting to have different client types. Right. And I was like, oh, okay, so like what is better for this client type as I look at where the market has moved to is asynchronous support. And so people are able to, on their own time, submit requests, right, for feedback, for coaching, for whatever the thing is. And then on my own time, I'm able to deliver them an answer. And so they still get, it's still weekly support, but the entire delivery mechanism changed because I'd sort of outgrown my initial offer. And what was interesting was I started not feeling excited about selling the accelerator. Like it didn't feel fun for me to deliver in it anymore. Like I didn't like offering lifetime access. There were people that I was like literally coaching there. And listen, I love it that they were like engaged for like years and they started at like 50 grand and then they're at like 200 grand like 2 years later. But I was like, this is like, I'm losing here. Like it had first been sold as like a lifetime offer. And I'm like, this is the kind of thing for Like, brand alchemy is the kind of thing for anyone who's serious about taking themselves seriously and like being the best version of themselves in this lifetime. It was so clear that the best offer structure for something like that was a membership that would allow someone who's like, and not everyone wants to grow their whole life, right? Some people, like, they grow to their first $100,000 and they're like, you know what? I feel like my identity is good. I don't want to grow anymore. And I'm going to like stay here. Right. But for a lot of my clients, they're very like their soul is guided for like, they just are pulled to just do a lot, to create a lot in this lifetime. And so for them, obviously their brand work never stops. Identity will continue to shift and evolve. And the moment you sort of lock in one, it's like the next version of you, the next brand alchemy shift sort of emerges, right? And so that was like a really good, when I looked at that, I was like, wait, I'm not feeling excited about marketing and selling and delivering this program anymore, which is affecting my sales numbers. And if I allow myself to restructure, because I've outgrown it, because listen, Catherine, like literally that's been what, 2.5 years now that program has been running. And because Brand Alchemy, I'm like, I'm constantly, y'all have seen me on the podcast. I'm constantly massively growing and massively evolving because of the Brand Alchemy work. And so obviously that's going to have to be reflected in the offers being restructured to be a match for the level that I'm at now, right? Otherwise I'd have to like go back and like my offer would feel like I'm wearing like a dress from when I was 7 years old. Like it wouldn't fit me anymore, right? So you wanna look at if you have outgrown your initial offers, it's a very good sign. You are a perfect fit to join the Offers Innovation Mini Mind. All right, let's talk about the next one, number 4. Which is the market has evolved. There has been market sophistication that has taken place and there's changing client needs. So we touched on this a little bit. I mentioned how the accelerator went from weekly live coaching to asynchronous support where people can just like submit stuff ahead of time. That was really a reflection. I was looking at like when we were in pandemic, like Zoom times and everyone was on Zoom, it was one thing, but then the market sort of shifted. And there was this like, and it's so interesting across the board with my friends who are in like high multi-seven figure businesses. It was this thing with like having people show up. Was they were like, wait, what's going on? Like all of a sudden consumer behavior, client behavior has shifted, right? And so this is something where you might notice like either your sales have declined and it's because of there's some mechanism of your offer delivery that's no longer a match for where the market has moved. It could be that maybe you've even received consistent feedback about your offer and you're like not listening to it. And I don't know about you, but I don't think it tends to go so well when like clients are speaking and consistently giving feedback about something not working. And then we don't listen. That usually tanks our sales. Or if you're noticing increased customer churn. And what that basically means is like maybe you used to see that clients would stay with you for like a couple of years and you started to notice that that number has decreased. And now maybe the average client is only staying with you for something like 6 months. So when you see shifts like that, you want to start to look at what is happening in the market. Could be a pattern in you, it could be, right? But I think it's like because I blend coaching and consulting, right? I'm always going to be looking at, yeah, okay. Is it some like energetic thing within you? Is there some like mindset block or pattern within you that we need to clear? That would be an internal sort of like coaching type thing. But also, y'all, the market has changed. The example I've given, if you have not heard this on the podcast before, is I live in Austin, Texas. And when we moved here, I don't know, like 8 years ago now, maybe it's been like 9 years, but we moved from San Francisco. And when we first moved here, Austin, listen, if you're a longtime Austinite, I'm sorry, but it was a fucking food desert. Like there was not a lot of really good food in Austin. And it was very sad when we first moved from San Francisco to Austin because it, like in terms of high-end gourmet, like I'm like a Michelin nerd. Like we have traveled... We have traveled and gotten on airplanes just to eat at certain restaurants. Like that's how into food I am, right? And so when we first moved here, it was like womp, 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 womp. But in the 8 or 9 years since we moved to Austin, Texas, holy cow, like you cannot throw a stone without hitting some hot new restaurant that is like of the quality of like what I expected as someone that lived in San Francisco, like a big sort of Michelin famous gourmet food city, right? And so this is something where like for Austinites, because the market has changed, I've noticed so many restaurants, they're closing. Like the old restaurants that were like, you know, they just kind of had mediocre food and like there just wasn't as much competition. There wasn't as enough, like as much out there. As the market has shifted, they as restaurant owners were called to either evolve their restaurant, evolve their menu, provide a better client experience, like do something, evolve or die, basically, right? Evolve or die. And what has happened in the online business space, and this is particularly if anyone listening is serving online business owners, like if that's your ideal client avatar, I have a lot of clients, like especially in my masterminds. It's so funny, actually. I don't tend to get a lot of other business coaches. I don't know. I think I only have one other person who like works with business owners. Like, so I haven't seen this with my clients who are serving, like I have a client who works with athletes. I have a client who works with lawyers. I have a client who just, you know, works with people in corporate. I have a client who works with sort of moms, right? So it, with that, there hasn't been necessarily a ton of market sophistication, especially if you're selling something, it's like to that client base. It's not like they're super solution aware, right? Like oftentimes you're the first person who's like making this population aware of like that they even have this set, like maybe they're problem aware, right? Like they know that they have a problem, but they aren't aware that what you're selling is a solution. I've noticed with my clients in that kind of market base, their businesses haven't been hit as hard. But for either like my, like looking at anyone who's like selling something like business, oh my goodness. Like it's been so fascinating to see what has happened in the past year. It's actually been really fun to watch in the online space. All of these things for these like seven figure business owners that had like worked for so long, consumer behavior changed. The market shifted. Right. And so I think there were like a lot of things that were like almost these playbooks of like, I do this. I get a check. And all of a sudden, none of that was working anymore. And it's been really interesting. Like we have, like we're in a period like where we're not massively growing, but we are maintaining revenue. I think there's probably a like, little bit of revenue growth. And I'm just like, listen, like when I look at what's happening in the market, like I'll take it, right? Like the fact that we're like continuing to grow and evolve. And it's so funny because like intuitively, energetically, I feel like a big collapse coming where like a lot comes in very quickly, right? But I'm not in a rush. I'm going to enjoy it. Like, there's going to be a time when I have thousands of clients and I will look back on this period when I just have like hundreds of clients and I like, and it feels so tender and like sweet and beautiful, right? And so right now looking at your business, if there's something where market dynamics have shifted and you're selling to a buyer group, and this is even true, like I have a client who sells like weight loss to primarily online business owners, right? But it's like if the avatar is online business owners, even if what you're selling isn't business, the market has become more sophisticated and it's like a very clear sign. There's like a restructuring of offers that needs to happen to meet the market where it has moved. The same way that like the old mediocre pizza restaurant in Austin, like they're closing down. All of the old restaurants, like they are having trouble staying afloat because what has come in is better food. It's more interesting. It's more dynamic. And to allow grace, like I don't want anyone to like hear this and be like, I'm not good enough, but it is basically like as marketplaces evolve and get more sophisticated, it might be true, right? Like what you're offering, and you will know because clients will be speaking with their dollars, right? And if clients have stopped speaking with their dollars, you are being called to evolve your offers or die. And the same way that I've just like seen a lot of like restaurant closures in Austin, I like see there's been a lot of online business closures in the last year because people have not decided to sort of adapt and evolve their offers. So if you have noticed market shifts, it might be a very clear sign it's time to restructure your offers to meet the marketplace where it has moved. And I would even suggest being aware of where the market is headed and making sure you're like, you're continually like keeping your offers, you know, in that trajectory, not where their growth is declining, but where growth is growing. Okay. All right. The last one, this is fairly obvious, right? But if your offer isn't selling, it could be, there's a few different things, right? I feel like it could be your brand. It could be who you're being. If you don't feel confident and you're not powerfully representing yourself, then that impacts. It's like your poor little offer. It's not their fault. But if you're not showing up and presenting yourself powerfully to the market, then like you actually need to do brand work in order to powerfully represent the offer. And then sometimes you might have an offer where it's a solid offer and your brand is good, but you don't have the messaging that's like able to make it very clear to people so that they can, if they know it's like the next best step for them, right? That they're going to be able to sign up right away. And like, listen, this is a super meta example, but think about this podcast. I'm at 44 minutes right now, and I've spent almost all of those minutes being super clear. Like there's going to be no doubt in your mind, is the offers innovation mini mind your next best step or not? And this is an example of like, it's a completely new offer, but this is the messaging I'm now creating to then back it up, right? And so if you have low conversion rates, if you have, here's the thing. Yeah, I would especially look at low conversion rates. If it's not selling, and this is why I love the Offers Innovation Mini Mind, offering it to you. If you're like, ooh, I think it either could be my brand, like how I'm showing up and representing myself. Unfortunately, my poor little offer is like being impacted because of my confidence. Then like you definitely want to join Brand Alchemy this month and then get into the Offers Innovation Mini Mind as a bonus. Or if you're like, no, listen, I know I'm representing myself, but everything you're saying, I just know it's time to restructure my offers. And also, like there's some messaging work you might want to do. For sure, then come join the Offers Innovation Mini Mind and then use that investment as a credit to enroll into Words or Wands. Or if you're ready to scale, if you're at multiple six figures, you can use that credit to enroll into Pleasure and Precision in August, right? So if you have negative... Yeah, it's basically like if people aren't buying. If people are buying and you're getting negative client feedback, you have to look at, like if people, let's say you're getting like people canceling or getting like a bunch of refund requests, you have to look at, is it the structure of the offer or is it like, if you're really honest with yourself, is it your quality of delivery, right? Because this is an example of like, if your answer is like maybe, like again, like no shade, but like maybe you have some development to do in your skill of actually delivering on the results you're selling. And if you need to strengthen that, then that's something that you want to make sure like, oh, when I look at like, if I'm getting high refund requests, high like cancellations type things, you want to start to look at like, maybe the Offers Innovation Mini Mind is not your best step. Maybe it's going and actually investing your money into becoming better at the skill, the thing it is that you're selling. Or if you look at it and you're like, no, I'm highly skilled, I'm just not confident, then again, then that's something where the Brand Alchemy Accelerator with the bonus of the Offers Innovation Mini Mind could be super duper delicious. All right, so that's a kind of overview of where we would look at like the different types of things that we're going to look at inside of the Offers Innovation Mini Mind. We're going to look at redefining your offers. That could be, it literally could be like a few strategic tweaks. Like one example for me is I used to sell a mastermind called the Think Like an Entrepreneur Mastermind. And now I sell the Words or Wands Mastermind. They're quite similar, but I'm doing a lot more messaging work because having run like a basically mindset only, we were doing some stuff around marketing and messaging in Think Like an Entrepreneur. But after running that for a couple years, one, I outgrew it. You guys, if you've been with me, you saw this, like the huge rebrand I had. But then also it was like, I knew I wanted to bring more consulting into it. And I didn't want to just be like doing coaching calls on like thoughts every week. When I looked at what Catherine Morrison as a person and her natural gifts and abilities can bring forward, it's like I can look at your actual writing or, you know, people submit their like podcast stuff to me. Like, so every single month inside of Words or Wands, people get actual direct feedback on like, this is like how I'm positioning stuff. This is how I'm marketing. And then we can look at, okay, is your brand positioning off here? Is that why the words are coming through this way? Is it that you're not being clear enough? Are you making sort of leaps in logic so people can't see things? And so that's an example of like, words are wands. I just brought in audits, right? I basically essentially brought in like monthly audits as something that was like, that's a tweak, right? It wasn't this huge giant shift. Obviously like the brand changed. It's more for purpose driven people versus I think my last brand, it was a little bit like, I was just so good at helping people make a lot of money. It's not that I was attracting like the wrong people. I had some like really great clients, but oftentimes it was like the type of client I was attracting was like, I hate my job. I just want to get out. Help me make money because I hate my job. And that was not the kind of client I wanted to be attracting. So I had to do brand work to attract a different type of client, which was, I have a calling. I feel pulled, right? There's ascension through entrepreneurship, right? That's all brand work that then like impacted my offers changing and my messaging changing, right? And so looking at that, it was like some of these things, there were just a few strategic tweaks. Whereas what we saw with the accelerator is I've made like kind of big delivery changes that have like clients freaking love it. And it works more for my lifestyle. It represents more of my natural strengths and all of those types of things. We will also work on inside of the mini mind, we'll work on delivery optimization. So we're going to look at like what feels heavy versus light in your delivery and also where you're overcomplicating it. Listen, I see people like stuffing so much into their offers that actually is like makes it confusing as opposed to like really tantalizing. And so we'll look at like where you might be overcomplicating things and how we can actually streamline it down in a way that makes it feel lighter and more enjoyable for you to actually deliver the offer. And it actually makes it easier for clients to buy. Okay. And then we're going to also look at high leverage levers in offer creation. So there's like kind of like hidden levers, right, to pull as a business owner to maximize sales of your offers. And I'm going to walk you through our first session in the mini mind. It's going to be like a blend of, I love that I can now talk to you all with this language, but like Catherine, the teacher trainer, is going to come out and I'm going to talk about, right, if you're in your first $100,000, this is usually what it's going to look like. This is when I would look at like introducing like a second offer. This is what an offer suite looks like. This is the way to think about different things, right? So I'm going to be in essentially what, full disclosure, y'all, that training is then it's going to live inside of Words or Wands, because Words or Wands is usually where I'm doing offers coaching, right? And so what you all are going to get in the mini mind is you're going to kind of get access to this taster of like the offers work that we're usually doing in the mastermind. It's going to be my freshest, most up-to-date sort of like teachings and philosophy and strategies on all things offers, offers creation, number of offers, delivery mechanisms, all of that. And then we're going to look at what those high, those sort of like hidden levers are that like, oh, actually I could get more sales of this if I just hit this lever. Oh, I could do this small thing. So it's really finding those small tweaks, the small changes that have outsized returns in the sales of your offers, right? So whether your current offer has felt stale and uninspired, or maybe you've had like a new offer, there's like an offer baby that's been like out in the ethers, like, come, I'm ready to come in. And you like haven't, you've been like kind of putting it off because you're like, I don't know what to do with this. Listen, if you want to restructure your offer, or if you want help structuring a completely new offer that's been knock, knock, knocking on your door, I'm your girl. Come on into the Offers Innovation Mini Mind with us. Again, if you are on the email list, you will have a link to purchase right in your email, or you can write to us at support@catherinemorsoncoaching.com. You can let them know, do you want to just go straight for the $2,500 mini mind, or will you be joining us in the month of May, joining the annual membership of the Brand Alchemy Accelerator, and then getting the bonus of joining us in the mini mind? Or are you like, you know what? I'm going to be purchasing the mini mind now, and I will be applying that $2,500 as a credit to joining Words or Wands or Pleasure and Precision in August. Oh my goodness. It's like, oh, it's so fun. Like, listen to all of the options you have and how much fun and how much potential and just how juicy the rest of your 2024 is going to be if you allow your offers to become something that feel light, that feel exciting, the energy that you can bring to your marketing and selling, and your delivery. Like if you can just 10x like the amplification of how you're feeling about that, if we can restructure it in the most delicious way that completely aligns with your natural strengths, with your desired lifestyle, if we make sure that it's an offer that fits you now and where you're growing to versus an offer that you're just wearing because it's like an old sweater that fit 5 years ago, but it's like small and it's itchy and it doesn't fit you anymore, right? So these are all just, if the market has moved and it's not selling the way it used to, like listen, y'all, imagine being in a room for 5 weeks of condensed like work on offers, right? Condensed work where it's like, we're going to be meeting our first week. It's going to be a 2-hour deep dive, a mix of teacher training. And then I'm going to be coaching and consulting on your offers. And then the following, what is it? I think it's the following 3 weeks. What we're going to do is we're not going to actually meet on a Zoom call. We're going to have Voxer channel days. So if you have never used Voxer before, weeks 2, 3, and 4 are actually going to be like full Voxer coaching days where we're going to open up every week on a certain day. The Voxer channel will open and all of us in the mini mind are going to come in. You're going to bring, okay, this is what I've been working on. This is what I'm thinking. Like, I would love feedback on this. You will get feedback from the other mini minders. You will get feedback from me. And we will have like a full, like, it's sort of like a portal that opens every week for 3 weeks after we have that first week of deep dive training. You sort of leave that first week knowing exactly your sort of blueprint of what you want to work on that month. And then you're going to get that delicious Voxer day, weeks 2, 3, and 4, where we're just opening a channel all day. We're going back and forth, right? Of having that level of luxurious support. And then you come out on the other side of that in week 5, where we're like wrapping it up. We're going to have another Zoom call where it's like, okay, we've spent, like we have looked at what wasn't working. We have decided what is going to work. We've restructured the offers and you've actually like, you've like goal, let's just say by that 5th week, you've signed your first client into that new offer. Yeah. So if that sounds delicious, if that sounds like something that you're like, oh my gosh, I can just feel like you feel the tingle, right? Of like, I know doing this work would really sort of be a jetpack of like rocket fuel for my 2024. It would bring a lightness of being and excitement of marketing and selling back into your business. For sure, come join us in the Offers Innovation Mini Mind. All right, that is it. The top 5 signs it is time to restructure your offer. I would love to see you if you are listening to this in real time in the Offers Innovation Mini Mind. And if you're listening to this later, then this is the work we do in Words or Wands. So I'll see you all soon. I love you so much. Bye. If you are loving what you are learning on the podcast, you are going to be over the moon inside of my programs. There are only 3 core skills you need as an entrepreneur: branding, messaging, and scaling. When you aren't signing the number of clients you want, it's only one of 2 problems. First, you're either not attracting people to work with you, or you're attracting the wrong kinds of buyers, and that is a branding problem. Or you're not communicating effectively to the people you've attracted in, so they're sitting on the fence instead of raising their hands to come work with you, and that is a messaging problem. Once your branding and messaging is on point, you get a new problem. We call it a champagne problem around here, and that's always the type of problems I want to be helping you solve. And that new problem is that you have way too many people wanting to work with you. The demand for your service is way higher than the time you have in a day. And that's where scaling comes in. For women going to the top, we're setting up scalable offers, scaled marketing, and a company where you have support from team and systems so that your business finally is something taking care of you instead of you feeling like the business is one more thing you have to take care of. No matter where you are on your journey, I have the exact program to help you. We work on your brand inside the Brand Alchemy Accelerator and your messaging inside the Words Are Wands Mastermind. And for those ready to expand from solopreneur to entrepreneur running a company, I help you do it in a pleasure-filled way inside of the Pleasure and Precision Mastermind. Branding, messaging, and scaling. These 3 skills make up the triple threat skill set stack and are the clearest, fastest pathway for your business to bloom in ways you never dreamt possible. To learn more and join us, head to www.katherinemorsoncoaching.com. I'll see you there.